Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And what we should do right now, it's been very rude because he's sitting waiting for us.
Sorry, Toby.
How well did he play last night for the Sharkies? And of course, talking about Toby Rudolph. Joins us now. G'day, mate.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Obviously, the sun rises first at Cronulla. A bit scary to see an 18-point lead disappear, but great way to win it in the end there.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there was a bit of interpretation about past performances creeping in with Newcastle getting the pip on us, same as the Roosters, but really happy we were able to finish the Panthers off, the later leaders, with the field goal at the end of the game.
Wasn't the prettiest field goal, Toby. What was the emotion like when it went over?
Confusion, because I thought he missed it. I wasn't too sure. It sort of like left the boot really well, looking absolutely outstanding, and then just, I don't know if like some sort of breeze just knocked it out of the air or something, but yeah, look, once it actually was confirmed to be over, it was just, yeah, pure jubilation, complete ecstasy, the reason you play the game, just adrenaline, it was unreal.
And what about Sean? He's obviously had a tough couple of weeks with the club, sort of letting him know he won't be there next year. It was a big moment for him, I guess, in the theme of recent weeks.
Oh, 100%. You know, it's quite funny what happens when players are coming off contract. but look, yeah, it definitely was. And, you know, himself, and I thought Woodsy played a great game as well. So with all that going on, it's, you know, talk is cheap saying they're all right, but they definitely showed it on the field, and hopefully they can keep doing it for us throughout the year.
I thought what was overlooked a little bit last night was that, apart from the field goal, Sean Johnson actually made the break of 15, yeah, 20 metres to get in a position to actually for him to kick the goal, so it, yeah, was a double banger from him. Toby, a lot's happened at the club in a relatively short period of time. How settled is it? How confident are you that you're in a good position to make a run in the second half of the season?
Yeah, 100%. It was a definite, like, turbulent time at the start of the year with John Morris being let go and, you know, losing six on the trot. A lot of heads were down and a lot of confidences were shaken, myself included. But now that we have a bit of stability and managed to win throughout the trot now, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like a new life that's been given into the team. And everyone today at Review is just so happy just to be around each other. So it's a good world to be a part of right now.
Well, not a real good start to the season, Tone. But obviously, now that you've won three in a row, it's an amazing feeling when you win three in a row. And it must have been sad as well when you heard the news that, you know, Woodsy and Dugs and we were talking about Sean Johnson, we're told the rugby league's it's a bastard of a game sometimes, but a victory seems to always appease it, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. Like I said before, just winning. I remember during the 6 weeks, I was actually going to Woodsy and I was going to Sean and just sort of saying, like, boys, like, how do we fix this? Like, I was sort of thinking, like, I should be off the bench and just everyone's confidence was shaking and they just kept telling me, mate, just keep your head down. The only thing that fixes this is digging in for each other and playing good footy. And, you know, their experience shows they were completely correct. And, you know, how we were feeling a few weeks ago, you know, on the bottom of the pile, just feeling like pieces of shit. And now we're actually just absolutely firing.
Toby, we had Wade Graham sitting in here for 3 hours last week, so it was really concerning to see what happened to him on the field. How was he afterwards? We understand he passed his HIA. How was he in the rooms after the game?
Yeah, look, Wade's an ultimate professional. I mean, he definitely wasn't. He's more just frustrated than anything. He knows that it's just his tackle tech that needs a bit of work, a bit of fine tuning. And just for it to see him go down like that again is frustrating for all of us as well. He's a very integral part of our team. But look, after the game, he was nothing but smiles and just happy we got the job done. And you know, hoping for a speedy recovery for him, and hopefully he'll be out there in the next few weeks.
He just shouldn't tackle low, really.
I actually told him that. I literally said, just start tackling high and you'll be fine. Get your head out of someone's hip and be sweet. Guarantee it.
Yeah, exactly. What did you make of Penrith? Tell us about them. You know, obviously a lot of players missing, but how did you find them as opposition last night?
Yeah, look, even with their key players out, I mean, it's never fun tackling Jason Shaharis or Billy Armakikau. So, a very, very strong opposition nonetheless. And, yeah, they might have missed their key players, but look, we've also missed our key players throughout the whole year as well. So, definitely a fighting fit. You know, they're winning the comp for a reason, put it that way. They've got a lot of depth in their side and took us right to the wire to get the game. But, you know, we might have thought we had it stitched up, which is pretty why I put the cue in the rack a little bit, but they're a gun-ho side, full of young and full of hungry players that really perform with the night.
Will Chambers, Toby, what a acquisition for you guys. he's been with you. We're so good that he's starting to be spoken about as a Queensland Origin centre. Would you, if you're a Queensland selector, pick him for the second Origin in Suncorp?
The only reason I would is to get him out of the Cronulla camp. But you know what? Look, he's been firing. Will, it took him a few weeks to get the hang of it again. The league's a really, you know, it's a tough game to be out of for so long, and now he's really finding his own form. And you know what? He does show a lot of leadership on and off the field for us. So I think it'll only benefit the Queensland side if he wants to be picked in it.
Yeah, just expand a little bit for us. Just tell us a little bit about Will Chambers.
Well, actually, so he's my carpool buddy. He's the only one that lives in the eastern suburbs of me. So pretty much I get into the car, I say hello, and then I listen for half an hour. Well, he just tells me a bunch of life experiences and pretty much anything else he can think of. So
it's not the best day of your life.
Oh, look, I don't mind it. I don't have to put much effort in. I just sort of sit there and just, you know, take it on board.
Love it. Hey, you've re-signed, obviously. We're talking about, you know, the back end of this year, but what about next year? You've got Craig Fitzgibbon. Have you had a meeting with him? Are you excited about what the club holds for the future?
Yeah, massively. I've had a meeting with Craig. I had one, about 3 weeks, 4 weeks before I signed, and then a few phone calls here and there as well. And, yeah, look, I'm loving what he's talking about bringing to the club. He's a definite part, a definite reason as to why I stayed. And not looking forward past this year, but yeah, looking forward, I think we can definitely build towards a really strong, stable team that can give this comp a massive shake-up.
Toby, can you give us an insight into what he said to you in the meeting?
I can, yeah. He said a lot of smart things I can't remember. But one of the things that I did sort of grab a hold of was... He just sort of said that better men tend to make better footy players. There'll be no sort of room in this club for the no-hit dickhead policy sort of thing. And I really gravitated towards that. I mean, I've been a part of clubs, teams before, whether it was reserve grade 20s, and how, you know, there are guys in there that aren't the best people, but they can play and they're given a starting spot. And something I've never really been too big a fan of, but what he was saying and the way he was delivering it it made me want to stay, put it that way. He's a very very intelligent man.
I really like, on my headstone, the epitaph to read. He said a lot of smart things I can't remember.
Well, I can identify with Toby, because when I leave here on a Saturday afternoon after talking to you and listening to Reedy and MG, I forget it as soon as I walk out the door.
I think that's best for your health. Yeah, absolutely. Toby Rudolph, what a pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on the way you're playing as well, mate. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me, boys. Appreciate it.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.